USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote today to advance the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, bringing President Biden's nominee a step closer to confirmation vote before the full Senate. Citing her activism from the bench, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham will be a no vote for her lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
After a thorough review of Judge Jackson's record and information gained at the hearing from an evasive witness, I now know why Judge Jackson was the favorite of the radical left, and I will vote no.
Since Republicans don't have the numbers on the Hill right now, Judge Jackson is more than likely to be appointed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a virtual appearance during the 2022 Grammy Awards last night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Zelensky addressed the ongoing war with Russia, asking viewers for support in telling the story of Ukraine's invasion by Russia. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Dinosaur footprints have been messed up in Utah.
Dinosaur tracks from 112 million years ago have been damaged in southeastern Utah by heavy machinery used to rebuild a boardwalk at the popular tourist area. The damage at the Mill Canyon Dinosaur Track site is minor, but some footprints had fractures around the rims. The Bureau of Land Management said an area where a prehistoric crocodile crossed a mudflat appeared to have been driven over multiple times by a backhoe, causing fracturing. The site is considered among the most important dinosaur track areas in the nation, containing tracks from at least 10 different species. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
As the U.S. Supreme Court weighs the fate of Roe versus Wade, advocates on both sides of the law are already positioning themselves for the next battle over medication abortions or so-called abortion pills. The pills for a medication abortion are FDA approved for use in the first 10 weeks of a pregnancy. The FDA lifted longstanding restrictions in December and paved the way for doctors to prescribe them online. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff's Office is reporting they have found the body of missing Florida woman Cassie Carley in a shallow grave in Alabama on Sunday. 37-year-old Carley was last seen on March 27th when she met Marcus Spanavello, the father of her 4-year-old daughter, for a child exchange at a restaurant. A day before the discovery, Spanavello was arrested in Lebanon, Tennessee, by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and state troopers. Sheriff Bob Johnson from Santa Rosa County.
I mean, it gives them some closure that they know where she's at now, but still, it's their daughter. I mean, you know, daughter and sister, and it is terrible.
Sheriff Johnson says Marcus Spanavello has not and is not cooperating with law enforcement. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton on Newsmax says China is helping Russia and probably one of the reasons sanctions are not working to stop the invasion of Ukraine.
Providing Russia with financial backup, for example, Russian banks or other institutions that have been sanctioned can move their money through Chinese banks. I think China stands ready to increase its purchases of Russian oil and gas if the West more effectively cuts them off. I think Russia and China have, to use an old French diplomatic term, an entente here, an understanding. China has Russia's back in the Ukraine conflict, and I think Russia will have China's back in a conflict over Taiwan or something similar.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.